Hey there, I would like to welcome you to this Nautical Twist episode. My name is Em, and I'm going to do something that I haven't ever done since I started this episode. Today I have a special guest, my quarantine buddy and husband. Hey, Boo.
Hey there.
I've been wanting to do an episode with you for a while.
Okay.
Just because I thought it would be fun just to see, but it's really hard to be human when recording, wouldn't you say?
I would quite agree with that.
Have you ever, done a podcast or attempted to
I've never podcast? Done a podcast, but I have been recorded.
You have been recorded?
Unknowingly recorded.
Okay, good.
And unknowingly recorded, so we have a little of both worlds in that situation.
I think maybe we probably all have been unknowingly recorded.
We probably have been. Every street camera has a little, buzzwords that cause it to start recording, like government and conspiracy and 5G, I guess, is the latest conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But no, there's anyway, some good ones out there. There are a bunch of interesting. The eye in the sky, Illuminati.
I can respect a decent, well-crafted conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah. Makes for great entertainment.
Yeah, there's always something a little interesting about it. But yes, no, this time you will be knowingly recorded.
So yeah, I see the ticker. It's
okay, you can see.
Of a second there, so we have
I have this screen.
Something special here.
Yeah, the screen is very clearly seen, so you can feel. And we can pretend that there's a timer, so we might run out of time. You can feel there's something urgent going on when you can see the timer ticking on the thing.
Yes.
You don't feel a sense of urgency.
I don't feel a sense of urgency.
Yeah. I've been wanting to ask you though, since we've been quarantined together for how long?
Long enough.
It's
been a while since middle of March, mid to end.
Yeah. So pretty much, we've been quarantined for a while, but how does it feel though? Because I know we've gone to the store a few times and everything. Yeah, so we've gone back and forth to the stores a lot, but
no, it feels like a lot.
Lot. Right.
We come back from Aldi because Aldi was 2-3 times a week.
That's true.
And then Home Depot was once a year, and so we've cut back on Aldi just because we do a once a week thing, and then Home Depot with all the home stuff we've been doing has been a more frequent taker of our dollars.
Unfortunately, but we'll get that together. I think another big thing I've noticed is since a lot of people are stuck at home, everybody's thinking about repairs, because you're sitting around the house and you're well, we might as well fix it up if we're going to be stuck in here for an indefinite amount of time. Right. I think it's that indefinite amount of time that's been the most weird about this.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely indefinite aspect that's been little more the difficult side to bear, but it's something we take in stride.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, whatever it takes, for everybody to be safe. But it reminds me of when you're on the plane or you're about to get on the plane, the flight's gonna take off in a half hour, and then they tell you that again in a half an hour, and then before you know it. And this literally happened to me. You get kicked off the plane 6 hours later because
you're actually not going anywhere. Now because they used to keep people on the tarmac for 8 hours or something if there was a delay.
Oh.
And finally, they'd be like, look, it's going to be more than 4 hours. You got to let the people off the plane.
Oh, my gosh. And especially depending on the weather. Yeah. Think about it. If it's really... Yeah.
If it's raining and storming and...
Or if it's hot or cold.
Yeah, it's true. When it's hot, the planes could... Planes' climate control doesn't work quite as well.
Yeah, I think they have to turn. Don't they have to turn off their engines just to save gas sometimes when they just sit, if you're waiting for.
They may. I'm not too familiar with how the rules work, but the rules were something along the lines of, look, you got to keep the people in a fairly comfortable situation if you're going to leave them on the tarmac, and then when you do that, it can only be for, I think it's 4 hours.
But I can't even imagine because I feel like I would get so restless. I would be that one. I wouldn't realize. I would pull the emergency thing without even.
You'd be like the flight attendant that pulled the emergency slide and made a quick exit to that career.
The funny thing was that day when that flight attendant did that and slid off the plane. I think it was maybe the day before we were leaving to go on a vacation somewhere, I think it was with that same airline. Yeah, I think we were flying.
That's right. We're like, oh, we might have a little bit of drama in our flight if we get the same or a related attendant.
I guess that's that'll make for a great story. Sometimes some things are worth it just to have like a good story.
Just have that story in your back pocket.
Yeah, so I definitely take it. Uh-oh, we've lost.
No,
when I told him we were going to record this, he was like sitting in front of his computer. He's playing this like very nerdy game.
It's not that nerdy. It's a Avalon Hill Civilization. I'm going to give it a plug right here.
Wait. Before you even describe it, what year was it made in?
It's a computer game from 1992.
The graphics in this are horrible. I actually like nerdy computer games where you're building a civilization and all that.
Turn on the music.
Oh my gosh, please don't turn on the music. No. Oh, no, he's reaching for
the
button.
I don't know if she wants me to or not want me to.
No,
or she
don't do it.
Traumatize her poor audience.
No, it is. Oh, the graphics are absolutely terrible. And I'm sure at the time this was cutting edge, but
it was cutting edge for graphics then, but the strategy in the game is still relevant today.
Oh, that's true of many things.
It's of many things. Yeah, exactly. And so working your mind it's not similar to Sid Meier's Civilization, which is a more popular computer civilization game.
This is nerdy.
This was the inspiration for that game, but it's very different as far as the structure of the game. This is a much more trading-centric game. And
trading resources, he's talking about.
Trading resources, yes.
So you can tell it's extremely nerdy. But honestly, I can't even lie. Those games are fun. Like, we do a lot of board games. A lot of times, like, if we're having, like, a game night, we'll just, like, get together with, like, people and we'll do a lot of those, like, strategic games where they're trying to build, like, civilizations. And I think it's funny because since we've been quarantined, we haven't played many board games.
Yeah, not too many.
If you think about it. Because usually we're playing, like, there's, like, an old game called Settlers of Catan.
Yeah, fantastic game.
We play that so much, but we have not played, literally, I want to say since the quarantine started. But we've been together, like, constantly. I don't think we have been outside of each other's, not including the past, like, week, where, like, we've had to work on different things, but before that, I think like we've literally been together.
Yeah, we haven't.
But we've, done a lot. But we've kind of like changed.
We've had so many other projects though too with the house that you know it was tough for us to really focus on having other things to you know amuse ourselves with. But now,
yeah, things will be.
We'll be able to ramp back up our board gaming.
I hope so. I want to get my nerdiness
back on. Got to get the Civ fix.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you like somehow breaking free of your game.
It wasn't easy.
I'll tell you all that for free. In
your
defense, I have not seen you play this game in so long. It feels comforting to see you doing something so normal for yourself.
Things are going back to normal.
They're going nerdy for you.
Ramp back up the nerdy factor here.
Well, I actually want to bring you back on for another podcast episode because I think you are ridiculous and hilarious and nerdy.
Like Grandma said, you wouldn't like me if I wasn't.
Yes, and I love you. So, yeah, me too. Thank you, and thank you so much for just tuning in for this extremely random, without a topic type of podcast episode. I'll be back very soon with another episode, so please, in the meantime, stay safe and healthy, and I'll talk with you soon.
Check out Avalon Hill.
Oh, no. Bye.